AccuWeather forecast for today. We're looking at cloudy conditions, cooler, chance for some showers like we just had a second ago here at the station, and we'll have a high in the low 70s for today. Temperature-wise around the area, Kenosha, it is 64 degrees, 63 in Burlington, 64 in Milwaukee, 62 in Racine. Flooding and mudslides in parts of western Wisconsin turning deadly. The body of a man recovered after his home in Vernon County swept down a hillside. Worst he's ever seen in terms of the problems there, according to Sheriff John Spears. He's been in law enforcement for 33 years. The 53-year-old man's body found under 6 feet of mud. Dozens of roads closed due to flooding and the mudslides. The travel there still not advised in many areas. Richland County officials declaring a state of emergency. The threat of more flooding today. Businesses asked their people to send the employees home. The roads were still open at that point, many of them. They're still passable in most instances. Schools had to cancel classes. A shelter was set up in Richland Center. In Vernon County, the public information officer said there were 79 roads that were closed. At least 3 rescues had to be affected. Folks in that area might be needing some generators because of the water problems. Generators have been in pretty big demand this summer all over the country. Apparently, at least one of the reasons why nobody bid on a Kenosha County project to install a new generator, a backup at the Kenosha County Public Safety Building. County Board Supervisor Dennis Elverman telling his colleagues this week there was some interest in the project, but at the deadline for submitting the bids, they didn't get any.
The generator companies were too busy to do bids because of the wildfires and the floods. So Generac, who is the one that everyone would know from here, and all the other large companies were too busy to even give proposals to our people that were looking at this project.
The new deadline for submitting bids on the Kenosha Public Safety Building generator project is October the 4th. 25 years in prison, 10 years of extended supervision, the sentence from Kenosha County Judge Mary Kay Wagner for Ingleside, Illinois resident Justin Diedrich and his role in an armed home invasion that led to the occupant being shot, along with Diedrich. The 24-year-old was with a group of men in masks who rang the doorbell of a home in the Lake Shangri-La subdivision on March 30th of 2015. The man who answered that door got shot in the face, but managed to grab his own weapon and fired back, Diedrich sustaining a bullet wound to the lung. He and the others, though, managed to get away from that location that they'd reportedly thought about a quick cash robbery. 63-year-old Leroy Johnson of Kenosha likely going to spend the rest of his life behind bars for abducting and sexually assaulting a 14-year-old girl and trying to do the same with 2 other victims. Judge Mary Kay Wagner giving him 60 years in prison.
You are a predator, and you went out and you hunted just as predators do.
The assaults and attempted assaults over 2.5 years included a 14-year-old snatched off a city street at gunpoint, Johnson driving her around town naked, repeatedly raping her before she was able to slip away and get help.
The horror and the fear and the psychological terror that you inflicted on that girl is almost incomprehensible.
Johnson's last victim noting the license plate on the vehicle. A business's private security camera captured one of the attempted abductions. Racine County District Attorney's Office charging 31-year-old Kansasville resident Ryan Kubera with false imprisonment and second-degree reckless endangerment of safety in reference to an incident with a woman and her falling out of a van. Charging document says Kubera, while intoxicated, forced the victim into the vehicle and after threatening to kill her at one point with her attempting to get out around the 27600 block of Washington Avenue, the van sped up, the woman came out and went to the ground. She suffered injuries. Kubera first checked on her, then drove away. He's scheduled back in court next Wednesday. Juvenile Detention Center at the Dennis Cornwell for Racine County Services Building on Taylor Avenue appears to be on the way toward creating an expanded library setup. Speaking to the Finance and Human Resources Committee this week, Detention Center Superintendent Ed Kamen said this would involve transferring just over $7,000 from the Youth AIDS account toward a capital equipment purchase, mainly furniture.
The idea is based on a juvenile's good behavior, we'll earn them time in there to do things like read books, individual reading rooms. We've got some TVs with some movies. We've also got some game tables in order to do it. The other thing we're looking to do in there as well is some appropriate periodicals of trying to break up that detention, but also to develop those reading, and we're actually allowing them to check books out.
Gammon said they're also looking only for soft cover books appropriate for ages 10 to 17. Just a word to the wise about trying to score Packers tickets at the last minute for the game coming up Sunday. There's a scam that has showed up lately. Counterfeit tickets being purchased through unauthorized sellers. The Packers indicate it's the same problem that occurred a few weeks ago in reference to the Badgers-LSU game at Lambeau Field. And the State Department of Transportation's Northeast Region reminding motorists heading up to Lambeau Field for Sunday's Packers-Lions game, I-41 and the adjacent roadways from Oneida Street North to Linville Road in Brown County, they are under construction. You're encouraged to allow extra travel time, take alternate routes, and follow the travel message board information. Snap-on Incorporated files a patent infringement lawsuit against discount tool supplier Harbor Freight, alleging the retailer is selling a 3-ton jack that is substantially identical in shape and appearance to the one sold by Snap-on. The Kenosha-based company, issuing a patent for the floor jack in May of last year, alleges in its lawsuit in U.S. District Court in Milwaukee that customers have been confused about the source of the jack sold at Harbor Freight. The Milwaukee BizTimes says Snap-on is seeking an order to block Harbor Freight from selling the jacks in question. The Racine County Board being asked to approve the creation of a special project position for 6 months using 2016 and 17 budget dollars with an employee who could be out of a job after that. Speaking to the Finance and Human Resources Committee, Public Works and Development Services Director Julie Anderson explained that a 35-year-old land records document that now exists in paper form needs to be updated and modernized for future use.
I'm seeking permission to move forward with the creation of position that we're going to call a land assets technician, and that person will be dealing with updating our land assets and then preparing this report, and then it's also going to sunset at the end of March, so it's a pretty short-term project. Right now, we're looking just at the 2016 portion.
She noted there's some changes happening internally, which means her department, that'll be part of the upcoming 2017 budget process. Kenosha's Plan Commission endorsing Mayor John Antaramian's proposed borrowing of money from the federal government to build a $4.5 million super fire station at the old Bain Elementary School site at 52nd Street and 22nd Avenue, and to close a couple of current firehouses to do it. Loan would be paid back over 20 years with federal CD block grant funds. Plan Commission's vote was unanimous. One alderman, Jan Mikowski, indicated, might change his vote when it gets to the council floor, since some of his constituents not happy. They're going to lose their fire station at 22nd and Roosevelt. Fifth annual Kenosha City Council food drive for the Shalom Center underway now. There's an event, though, coming up at Simmons Field tomorrow. At the council meeting this week, Alderman Keith Rosenberg said donations are being accepted at the ballpark from 10 in the morning till 2 in the afternoon. A great need for food, he said right now, but also other donations will be welcome.
And one of the things that we do need other than food donations or money donations is paper bags, plastic bags, and empty egg cartons. Would also be greatly appreciated if you can bring them.
Collection barrels set up this week at Kenosha City Hall, the Transit Center, Street Department, and the Public Safety Building. Residents can also contact their alderman in Kenosha to arrange a pickup. Racine's Homeless Assistance Leadership Organization announcing the closure of its transitional housing program, mainly due to the loss of $250,000 in funding from the federal government. That loss actually known back in early May. A news release from HALO says that it needs more support from the community to continue helping, quote, the most vulnerable persons in our community. That transitional housing program helped just under 300 individuals transition from being homeless to self-sufficient in apartment living. Real Racine and the Antique and Classic Boat Society have announced the 42nd annual ACBS Annual Meeting and International Boat Show will be coming to Reef Point Marina and Racine Civic Center next September. Details from WRJN's Janet Hoff.
The event is expected to bring as many as 500 people and 150 to 200 restored watercraft. The group plans to use Memorial Hall and Festival Hall for its membership meetings. A boat show to be held over 2 days at the marina will give the public the chance to see a variety of vintage wooden and fiberglass watercraft. Real Racine says more details will be announced over the next few months. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
WRJN newscasts are in podcast form. They're on our webpage whenever you want them. Just go to WRJN.com and look in the local news section. Also, at WRJN News, that is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.